But before we begin, please don't forget to click that subscribe and notification bell. So my guest today is Mr. Aaron Lee. Hello, Mr. Aaron.
Hey, everyone. I'm Aaron Lee, and I'm, as Rafi has said, engineer, founder, and CTO at Swarm. Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Rafi.
Right. And also, thank you for being here. No? And so let's get down to it. No? It's not three people. It's one person, just you. Can you describe for us your role?
Okay. So it's engineer, founder, and CTO. No, it's not there. It's not three titles to make it sound impressive, actually. It's there because I wanted to emphasize that I'm primarily an engineer. Uh-huh. Swarm is at its very, very, very early stages. And most of what I do is actually programming or coding, right? Uh-huh. We're building the product, right? So right now, actually, we're at our alpha, closed alpha. So again, most of what I do is engineering. But I'm also at the same time founder and CTO, right? Uh-huh. Really, those last two titles are there because we started the company. So I'm just, you know, part of the three people that started the company. And I'm just primarily responsible for the tech, right? So I make the technical decisions, and I guess I'm the one who's building the engineering organization. Currently, kasi dalawa lang kami at the moment, so it's hard to call it an organization, right? But yeah, I already have a vision of how I want to grow the team. Yeah.
Right. And as a young CTO, or the, you know, in the stages of a company, usually when it's young, the CTO is indeed the head engineer, no? So I'm assuming that you, as you mentioned, you code heavily. Maybe mm-hmm. you can also tell the audience what's your stack or what languages you build. Yeah.
Actually, primarily right now, because of the nature of the product, no? So we're primarily working on the front end. Uh-huh. So we're usually just using TypeScript, and we're since dalawa lang kami, well, when we started, right, mag-isa lang ako. I didn't want to have that much burden in maintaining too many things at the same time, right? So I decided to just use Firebase at the moment. Uh-huh. And at the time that when we need to scale, or when Firebase is no longer able to give us what we need, then that's when we will try, you know, coming up with our own backend, right?
Right
now, just TypeScript, we're using React. Primarily, actually, we're using this it's not very well known, but the framework we're using is React Static. Uh-huh. And that's because, an easy way to describe our product is it's like Reddit. Okay, so there's a community there. We want to build a community around the product. So there's a lot of discussions ongoing. And when we decide to make the Swarms public, you know, the Reddit threads public or whatever, we want to be able to take advantage of SEO.
Right,
so that's why I decided to use React Static, so that we can generate static pages, and you know, SEO is a lot easier that way.
Correct. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's a good point. No, the SEO hasn't really caught up yet to, I would say, the you know, the SPA technology.
Sure.
No. But it's getting there. It's getting there. No, but it's still pre-rendering or static generation is still a very common approach to the SEO's battle.
Yeah. But pre-rendering is a pain in the ass. So it's not very fun.
Right. As you are building this team, no? Mm-hmm. So obviously hiring is very important to you, or finding the right mm-hmm. candidate, no? So at this stage, how do you hire? What's your strategy in hiring?
Right. So at the moment, we're very hesitant to just make a public job post, right? And allow a lot of people to apply. Mostly because we don't have a lot of time. Us, the founders, don't have a lot of time. So the first thing that we did was try to reach out to people that we worked with before.
Right.
Some of them didn't have jobs, you know, at that time. And so they were the ones who we approached first. Uh-huh. But obviously, our backup plan would have been to put up a job post, right? Uh-huh. So, but luckily for us, at least, we didn't have to spend that much time, because it takes a lot of time. No, a lot of people don't know this, but hiring is very, very hard. I used to work for Caliber, so our whole business is about hiring people, right?
Yes.
So it's very, very hard to find the right fit, right? And it's a very good question, but we were just lucky this time. And we don't have a lot of need for a lot of people right now. So that's why it just worked out for us that we could just reach out to people we used to work with, and, you know, they didn't have jobs. So it just worked out that way.
Right. And, you know, as a founder, startup, and engineer at the present, you know, where mm-hmm. I would say remote working is the de facto. How do you feel about remote working? How has that, has that helped you or slowed down launching a product?
Well, we started, so Swarm is about 4 months old, 2 to 4 months old, depending on when you start counting. But, you know, at Calibre, we started last year. We started working remotely, right? Because everyone didn't have a choice when the pandemic hit, right? So remote work has been both good and bad. Especially at the beginning, no, it was good in a lot of ways because it cut down a lot of the wasted time, I would say, commuting, for example. So that it was taking me 2 to 4 hours just to get to work.
Wow.
So that's one way. So pabalik ganun ulit, no. So at most like 6 hours, 8 hours ka nasa kalsada, no. So it wasn't a very pleasant experience. So that was very good for me at least. But it was also created a lot of barriers, no? Especially for a company that's just transitioning into a lot more remote work, right? So I think that culture is very important for a company. So if your culture is ingrained in always being together, right, and working together closely, it's harder to transition, I would say. And I think ganun kami dati sa Calibre. But when we started Swarm, actually, so medyo sanay na kami at that point. And so for us right now, it's not really hard. It's actually pretty good. Slack is helping a lot, I would say. Custom emojis are helping a lot.
Wow, custom emojis, wow.
Yeah, right, so...
you have a meme channel and things like that also.
Yeah, we make a lot of memes about, you know, just about ourselves, right? Mm. So, wala namang pikunan, no? So, well, we know each other already. So, at least, hindi naman ata kami magkakapikunan.
Right,
and it helps because it keeps us, you know, close, I guess. There's this feeling of closeness still, kahit na like, you know, magkakalayo talaga kayo in reality.
Right.
But it's been good. Mahirap lang minsan, you know, when you're working alone on something, right? Ang hirap magtanong, right? But I think that ganun talaga in sanayan. Sometimes pair programming actually helps a lot as well, I would say.
Right, right. Let's pause on this part now and let's go back to how you started your IT career.
Okay.
What was your journey like? So, especially to our audience that are maybe thinking about is IT career for me, no? How did you choose IT? Like, you know, when you were in high school or even before that, did you already know that IT was for you?
Right. So how far back? High school or even beyond?
As you remember, no? What do you think influenced you to pick IT? Like, you know, was this maybe, if you tell me at 2 years old, you're already like, you know, typing in the computer, then wow, I'd say, okay.
So not 2, but around 3.
Okay, wow, 3, okay.
So, the story is that my mom bought a computer, right? A desktop. Right. Windows, I don't know, 95 pa, or like even before that, nag-DOS pa. Windows, di ko naman alala, NT pa ata. But I remember using DOS at around 3 or 4 years old, mostly to play games. So the guy who brought in the computer just gave me a list of commands I needed to type. So I didn't understand what they were. I just, you know, typed them and pressed enter, right?
Right.
And then I could play the games. So that was how it all began, I guess, you know. So when you ask me, like, when did I choose IT? I guess mostly IT chose me.
No, but I would say, no, it's different because there are gamers, right?
Gamer
is not necessarily equal to an IT
for
career,
sure.
No? Like, yeah, hindi naman ibig sabihin, kaka-computer mo yan, magiging IT career ka rin, right? So,
well, I guess the next thing is that when I was around grade 4, so around 10 years old, or 8 years old.
Okay.
10 ata? Yeah, 10. So since Chinese yung nanay ko.
Wow, may factor pala yun, okay.
Oh, parang pag summer tas wala kayong ginagawa, like parang ano yun, kasalanan yun. So like she sent me to classes. She sent me to informatics actually. So I learned Excel. I learned Visual Basic. And I found it relatively easy then to do. At least yung mga Excel, ba? Mga sum, mga simpleng stuff. I started with Excel and then moved and transitioned into Visual Basic. And I found it fun to just, you know, make buttons and make Hello World appear, right? So, mga ganung bagay. Very simple things. But I think that that helped me a lot. Kasi around, you know, grade 6, maybe early high school, I forgot. Started using Turbo. Nag-aral lang C++, blah, 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 sa high school. And I guess at that point, medyo marunong na ako mag-program because of of those experiences. So it was easy to transition. So at that point, I knew that I was pretty good at it compared to my classmates. Parang ganun. And I enjoyed it, no? So I think that was the biggest factor. I liked doing it. I liked solving, you know, hard problems, I guess. So kaya yun, medyo dire-diretso na lang, I guess, from that point.
Right. And maybe you can also answer, you know, when picking a course, what did you feel like was the most appropriate course for you? Now, was it like computer science, computer engineering? There's also like IT. There's, you know, currently there's a lot of computer or IT courses at the moment. No? So how did you pick yours?
Right. Well, when you're in high school, you have no idea what these courses are.
Naman. And that's why so, we're doing this, no? Para they have an idea, right?
For sure.
Maybe you can start off telling what ultimately you picked.
Yeah, so I took computer science. Right. I guess it was... So I didn't quite know, you know, what they were, right? Ang sabi lang ng... So my uncle took CS as well. Parang 12 years agwat namin or 14 years agwat namin. So like, inaral niya, at least medyo gets niya kung ano yun, right?
Right.
Parang tinanong ko lang siya kung ano ba yung difference ng CS, ano yung difference ng Comeng, right? Uh-huh. Sa IT, sabi niya IT, CS, medyo same lang naman yun. Yung Comeng, mas hardware. Uh-huh. So ano ba gusto mo? Sabi ko, mas gusto ko software. Mas gusto ko mag-code. So CS ka na lang. Sabi ko, okay. CS na lang ako. So medyo ganun lang siya kasimple.
But
if I were to tell my, if I were to, you know, tell myself like which course to take, right? For myself specifically, CS talaga, I would say. I think relatively same lang naman talaga IT and CS. I think mas marami lang sigurong theory behind CS. Depende kasi din sa school, right? Or kung ano yung exact curriculum, no? But generally speaking, mas may theory lang behind CS, I would say. Parang mas practical programming stuff yung tinuturo sa IT.
Right.
What I understand. Right. I could be wrong.
No. Depends talaga sa school. You mentioned as depende sa curriculum din of the school right now. Like some schools, in their IT curriculum, they're now putting cloud also in the curriculum itself, no? Or they have like branches. So you pick a branch that you wanna, like multimedia or what. No? That's... Yeah. Some of it is already part of it, like the computer science or IT. So when you graduated, you know, sometimes the first job is also quite important of picking, no? It leads to how you grow or how you turn out, no? So how did you pick your first job?
So to explain, I also picked my school or my college. Based on the same reason.
Si Tito. So, ganun.
Kasi malapit sa bahay.
Malapit sa bahay. Very good influence yung bahay. Actually, that's true. No? We shouldn't really, the proximity, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Sobrang importante. Uh-huh. So I live in Quezon City. So I studied at the Ateneo. Kasi yun yung medyo mas malapit. Tinaray ko makapasok sa UP kasi di ako nakapasok. So sa Ateneo na lang kasi yun yung like mas malapit. The same way my first job was at Network Labs. Uh-huh. So sa UP Techno Hub. Uh-huh. It used to be there. Kakasara lang nila last year.
I see.
Right. So I stayed there for 4 years. Primarily I started as a software engineer pero like 3 months lang. Uh-huh. Ako nag-software engineer and I transitioned into more of a DevOps-like role. Uh-huh. Although ang tawag pa nun is software configuration management. Hindi pa ganun ka-developed yung tools and yung processes behind software engineering at that point. No? Right, parang right. Kumakalat pa lang from our, you know, forebears. So yeah, I did that for 1 to 2 years and then I became an integration manager. I basically, so we were around 200 people kasi working on one piece of software, which was pretty big, no? Malaki yung software, kaya ang daming tao.
Right.
And they needed somebody to manage our integrations, no? Kasi parang hirap i-merge ng code kung sabay-sabay tayo lahat mag-merge.
Right.
So may schedule yung testing, may schedule yung merging ng mga stuff, essentially. Yeah, and before I left Nokia or Network Labs, I became product owner.
Uh-huh.
So managed people's work. It was pretty fun. But then at that point, kasi I realized that, or I was thinking that I wanted to get into web development. No, it's always been what I wanted to do. Parang I stayed there for 4 years and I was like, you know, it's about time. If I don't do this now, probably I would never do it. No.
Right.
Yeah, kasi nung college pa lang ako, I was already freelancing and doing some stuff on the side, working with PHP and MySQL, blah blah blah, Lamp Stack, blah blah blah. And I always enjoyed it. Parang masaya lang kumuha ng web stuff.
Right. I think because it's visually, parang nakikita mo agad, no? Compared, let's say, yung iba na parang, and you can also easily promote it. Parang, di ba?
Sure,
may web
sure.
server.
You can talk about it.
Libre.
For me, ano eh, kaya mo i-explain sa tao.
maintindihan ng common, ng person easy to understand, versus hardware, or maybe versus, i-compile mo pa, ganyan.
Compile. Yeah. So hindi maintindihan ng nanay ko yung ginagawa ko dati. Well, sa tingin ko hanggang ngayon medyo hindi pa rin niya maintindihan, no. Pero we used to work on software ng mga antennas, ng mga computers that run the antennas, blah blah, etc. Base stations, no. So it was hard to explain to people, and I guess you're right, no. You can see it, right? And people use it, no. For me actually, yung ginagamit ng tao na sasabihin nila, "Oy, gusto ko 'to." Natuwa sila, right?
Yeah. And kasi pag ginagamit nila,
Oh, exactly. Kasi kapag kunyari ko ginagamit mo cellphone mo, hindi mo naman sasabihin na, "Oy, ang ganda ng signal." parang hindi mo naman masyado iniisip 'yun, right? So, it wasn't bad. It was just, you know, I just enjoyed it more. Na mas may interaction 'yun. Right. Nakita ko yung, you know, reaction ng mga tao sa product na ginawa.
Right, right. And from there, that was your first job, no? And then you left na to pursue web development. So how did you pursue that? Yes.
It was quite a bit. So I would not recommend this to other people. Pero at that time kasi, nahanap ko yung sarili ko.
Okay.
So nakatira ako sa Quezon City at that time. Naghanap ako ng trabaho sa Makati or Taguig. Tapos nag-rent ako ng place doon. Ang hindi ko i-recommend. Yeah. Kasi, well, maybe. Siguro, I guess I was worried about na nasanay lang ako na nakatira sa parents ko. So parang gusto ko naman matry na, like, you know, ako yung kailangan ko gawin lahat, di ba,
right.
Essentially. So I wanted to learn that, no? Kasi hindi ko siya natututunan.
I think it's a growing factor, no? I mean, I also realized how expensive things were when I lived alone.
Exactly.
No?
Di mo ma-appreciate it, right? You don't know what the value of the money you're making is, right? Not as much as when you're actually the one spending it, no? For yourself. At kapag, you know, kapag hinihinga ka ng parents mo ng pera, parang di mo ma-feel kung ano yung value ng money mo. Anyway. So, ang hindi ko i-recommend, so, wait lang. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, move out or something. That's a decision.
Actually, recommend ko yun. Recommend ko.
Actually, to be honest ako, recommend ko din. Lalo na kung, like, kaya naman, no? And if you can find the work, right? Ang hindi ko i-recommend is yung lilipat ka ng bahay or ng tirahan, mag-rent ka, so wala pang trabaho.
Ay, medyo mahirap nga yun.
So yung hindi ko i-recommend.
Yeah. Medyo risky nga yun, no?
Yeah. So actually, medyo swerte lang ako. Swerte in the sense na because nag-move out ako, mga 1 month after, I was still looking for a job. At the same time kasi I was kind of retooling myself, no? Kasi yung gamit naman naming tools, well, medyo DevOps yung role ko before. So, hindi naman sa mababa pa yung demand at that time for ganung klaseng work, no? So, I was trying to get into web dev, right? So, I was retooling, I was learning React on my own, I was learning Node, if I remember correctly. Hindi pa nare-release yung Node, yung React nung panahon na yun. Anyway, so, I didn't have a job, and most of the web dev jobs I applied to didn't want me, unfortunately, no, for me. Pero the place where I rented sa Taguig, sa outskirts ng Taguig, it was funny because I met an old na dating katrabaho ko sa Network Labs. Tapos sabi, "Uy, gusto mo yung trabaho?" Sabi ko, sige.
Yeah, of course. Gusto ko.
Sabi ko, sige. Wala ko trabaho eh. Sige. So, he worked for Samsung. Tagig. And he gave me a job. Okay naman. So, I stayed there for a year. And I was infrastructure engineer sa Samsung.
Cellphone yeah, so na naman. Cellular ulit. Well, hindi naman.
SRPH is very varied, no? They were working with smart home stuff. They were also working with web dev stuff. So, medyo iba-iba yung ginagawa nila. I was brought in mostly to help with infrastructure, meaning like tooling ng mga devs.
Okay.
So, like most of, parang to improve developer efficiency, I guess, if you can call it that, no? So, yeah. Kasi yun yung trabaho nung friend ko. So kaya kinuha niya ako for that kasi alam kasi naka-work niya ako you know with the tooling right, and stuff right. So alam niya na like alam ko yung kailangan so yeah so I stayed for a year and then I moved to CBO at kasama namin sila Arms and sila Mickey doon sila Ange so yeah I stayed first at CBO naman for 2 years. I was a senior backend engineer to be honest medyo sinuwerte lang ako sa CBO kasi wala naman talaga akong experience mag backend dev diba kung tutuusin. But I knew Python because Python is used a lot in a lot of places, right? So right now it's sikat sa data science, sikat sa infrastructure, right? Sikat sa web dev then as backend, no. So I knew the language pretty well. So like pumasa ako sa exams and stuff and like marunong ako mag Docker, no. Marunong ako mag Kubernetes blah blah blah. Noong panahon na yun kahit bago pa yung Docker. Kasi yung tinuruan kami actually sa network labs at that time. So nagkataon lang in that sense. And yeah, so I guess they saw potential and they hired me. And I stayed there for like maybe 2 years, close to 2 years or a bit above 2 years. And then I moved to Calibre.
Right.
Yeah, so I was hired at Calibre as software architect. I've always wanted to be a software architect. So nung naghanap sila, actually yung funny. Sorry. Uh-huh. Yung funny pala. So the guy who hired me at Samsung.
Yes.
He left and he joined Calibre.
Ah,
so he was also
okay.
The same guy. Who asked me to join Calibre.
Right.
But he asked me to join as software architect, which again is something that I've always been interested in. In fact, during my first job, sa job interview pa lang, tinanong na ako nung like the interviewer, the guy who interviewed me, like how do you see yourself like in 5 years, you know, or something like that. And I said I wanted to be an architect.
Right. At what point did you change na parang yun sa web dev naging I wanted to be more a software architect? Medyo malayo yung dalawa na yun, no? Well, hindi naman super layo, pero at, you know.
Actually for me hindi malayo at all. Kasi may very very broad yung web dev, no? Like there are a lot of things you can do inside web dev, right? How did I make that jump? Well, I guess I was working mostly in the backend and I wanted to do more things with the backend, right? So, naka-Python kami, so gumagawa kami ng APIs, right? HTTP APIs to, or REST, whatever you want to call it. We also, you know, used background workers. So, we used Celery, RabbitMQ, those kinds of things, right? To do background stuff. And there are a lot of things you can do in the backend, right?
That's so, true.
I've always been interested. I've always been learning by myself, where I'm learning Kafka, learning, you know, event-driven architectures and stuff. It's always been interesting for me. So, nung nagkaroon ng opportunity sa ako, okay to. Parang may chance akong itry gawin yung mga gusto kong gawin.
Right. And balik naman tayo sa back-end or na, hindi naman maintindihan ulit ng nanay mo nito pag nito, no? Kasi, chef, ano yung API? Hindi nila maintindihan yan, no? Pero at least, So, you were there in Calibre. You got promoted to head of engineering.
Yeah. So I stayed at Calibre for December 2018 no na hire, I stayed for until January this year. So just a bit over 2 years again.
Right.
Yeah, so I started software architect. So the thing about architecture, because mag-rant na ako. No, like it's not a rant actually. It's mostly it's something I've been meaning to write a blog post about actually. I really think that architecture, software architectures, no, or how you organize your code is very much related to how you organize your organization itself, your engineering organization itself. So how you communicate inside your organization is also how you will end up structuring your code. So let's pretend that you have a back-end team and you have a front-end team.
Right.
Usually, hiwalay talaga yun. Pag hiniwalay mo pa into two teams yung back-end team mo, usually, ganun din yung code, hiwalay din ng konti. At as like may nag-uusap-usap lang sila by HTTP or whatever, parang ganun. So, when I started at Calibre, I said that, okay, well, magulo yung architecture nyo, magulo din yung teams nyo. So, kailangan natin ayusin parehas. And I said that, kailangan natin ayusin at the same time such that it makes sense, no? Because we wanted to promote ownership ng code, right? So, mahirap yung parang 30 kayo, that's like, I don't know, 6,000. Oh, parang kayo na yan, di ba? So, nobody's responsible for anything, right? So, we wanted to promote ownership and, you know, so that we can move faster, essentially. So, it just transitioned naturally from there, I guess. So, the guy who hired me, my friend, was the previous head of engineering. So, he instead moved to a different department that Calibre needed. And so, parang I became kind of like de facto
head of engineering.
Hindi ko alam anong title talaga. Medyo late na lang kasi naging official yung title.
Okay.
But parang ganun, I guess, no?
Right.
So, yeah.
And then from there, this is now the time that you know, started to decide to build your own company, you know, build a own startup as the engineer, co-founder, and CTO. So maybe we can move on and ask, you know, what are the skills that you think are necessary or value that necessary if you want to start your own company as the engineer, founder, CTO, no? Parang at what point parang you say, I'm ready, di ba? Parang there must be a certain set of skills or parang feelings na parang, oh, pwede, kaya na to.
It's funny because people who know me before, when at about around the time I left Network Labs, I was telling people that I know I wanted to go into web dev, right? And maybe even start my own company at some point. No, that's what I told people. To be honest, I didn't quite intentionally try to start Swarm. Nagkataon lang that there was an opportunity. And people who I loved working with, you know, were willing to do it with me. So, and that's why we took the chance, though. I just wanted to say that starting a company is very, very hard.
Yes.
The most important thing is that you have people who can help you through it. No? If you don't trust the people that you're with, like, medyo walang sense. At mahirap siya gawin mag-isa. What are the skills necessary? My mom gave me very good advice. No, I always asked her that I want to have my own company, but if it doesn't happen, okay lang. But what she told me was that if you're going to start your own company, you have to do it while you still have a job. Okay. And what she meant by that is, don't throw everything away first. You have to make it work. Okay. Kapag hindi mo, so basically she's telling me, kailangan mo gawin to as a side hustle, right? Or medyo sideline yung dating.
Okay.
If you can make it work like that, then you can quit and you can do it full time.
I see.
No. So what am I trying to say? What's the skill, right? If you can't manage to do small projects on the side, not even big ones, no, then I would not suggest starting your own company because it's essentially a very big project. That sure, it's your job full time, but it's the same feeling essentially. There's nobody else there. It's you, and you have to push it forward, no. Parang may bato lang yun na itutulak mo pataas ng bundok and kailangan mo itulak na itulak na itulak.
Right. No, so good advice would be like, you know, get some freelance gigs on the sides, then if you're like a very good freelancer na or ganyan, then you would say, ah, pwede na ako mag
Exactly. A lot of the skills that you learn freelancing will be very relevant, no, if you want to start your company. Things like talking to clients, no, talking to people who don't know how to code.
Right.
To be honest with you, it's the hardest thing for me to do. Is to communicate with people who don't code, who don't know how to appreciate, you know, how to build a product, right? Mm-hmm. What the, like, the details are, what the nitty-gritty details are, right? Because they don't care. Totoo naman eh. Like, they just want the website, right? Or something. Mm-hmm. And they want it as cheap as possible, you know? And fair enough, no? Ganun talaga. So yeah, you learn a lot of skills freelancing, and that's why this is my suggestion to people. It's not one skill, it's a lot of skills. And freelancing, I think, I believe, will help you get there.
Right. And would you consider that this company that you're building, this is your passion project?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. I believe a lot in choice. In agency, no, more specifically, no. Anong ibig ko sabihin sa agency, no? Naniniwala ako na like may karapatan yung taong piliin yung buhay na gusto niya.
Right.
Right? Na to live the life that you want to live, right? To live your best life in that sense, no. And to do, in order to do that, you need to be able to have a job and you know, get paid, right? Enough to live that life, right? But sometimes it's hard to do if you work a 9-to-5 job, you know, work for a corporation, right? Because you're trapped in this structure, right? And you don't have a lot of freedom, no. At least I've always felt that way. I've always wanted to spread my wings, no, kumbaga, no. Or I guess nasasakal ako, no. I'm the type of person that I would rather find my own way than to follow just a set way, no. But not everyone's that way. I would say that it is my passion project because Swarm is all about helping people live their best life, I would say. We want to give people opportunities to freelance, to do sidelines, no? Or if it's your full-time gig, if you freelance full-time, right? You want to take 3 projects, 4 projects at the same time, it's up to you. What Swarm is all about is a community of freelancers, right? That help each other out, you know, where you can ask questions, right? Na, how do I build this, right? So if you're just starting out or if you're somebody who's already really good, you can help other people out. And by doing so, you're demonstrating that you know what you're doing, and therefore, you're showing clients know that you know what you're doing, right?
Right, right.
I think that's what Swarm is all about.
Right. And now that you are close to a decade, or maybe you are already in a decade, no?
I would say mga 9-10 years na.
Right, right. How do you define success at this point? Kasi very early, maybe in life, we can define success as, you know, landing a good job. And then maybe getting promoted is a definition of success. I just wanted to ask, like, is launching your own startup, that's what you would define yourself as? Yes, I'm successful. Or is there something you want to add to that?
I've never thought about that, actually. That's a very interesting question. I think it, and no, nakwento ko na naman, right? How my work life has gone. I think at certain points in my work life, I've set goals for myself. I want to learn XYZ, right? Or at until the point that I feel like wala na akong matutunan, you know, I want to learn something new.
Right,
so
right.
4 years into Network Labs, I wanted to get into web dev. And I got that, you know. So for me, that's success. When I got the software architect job, for me, that was success because I've always wanted to get that.
Right.
The other small promotions, you know, the pay raise. Yeah, of course, those are all success factors as well. But not something that I would seriously consider as success for myself. So I guess, yes, success then that I've founded my own company. But it's never, founding a company was never what I wanted to do per se. The company is a vehicle, no? It's a vehicle to get your mission or vision done. Right? But it's not, you know, the end all be all, right? The point is not to have a company. The point is to do the mission and vision, right? So I think that's what I'm chasing, no? Trying to make that mission and vision a reality of trying to make people's lives better. At which, parang walang end point, no? And I guess what would make me happy, what would make me feel successful is just kahit na just hearing stories, no? Of maybe us helping people find jobs, you know,
right.
Helping people transition from nursing to IT or something like that, right? At Caliber, we never looked at educational credentials. Not that they don't matter, but we looked at the person more. No, does this person have what it takes? No, gusto ba talaga nila to? Did they put in the time to learn something na hindi sila tinrain gawin, right? We hired people who studied nursing, who just learned React on their own. We hired people na arki yung kinuha, architecture, self-taught programmers, no? They're really good people, right? BS math, blah, blah, blah. Not that education doesn't matter. It's very important. Certifications are also very important. But at the end of the day, it boils down to can you do the job, right? And I've always carried that mentality with me, I guess. And so helping people, you know, live out their best life is still close to my heart, I guess.
Right. And I also say, you know, to my team and to others, no, if you're able to touch one life, sometimes, you know, we forget that one life is very valuable, right? Just one life. Yeah. And we know kasi we touch actually more than one life, no? But if we just focus on one life and we can change that one life, that's actually very valuable already.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. If you ask my co-founders, they'll be the first to tell you that I don't want to be CTO. you know, founding the company is a thing because we want that mission, right? We're chasing that mission. But, you know, if we can do it without the company, we would. No? Same thing lang, right? The company is a vehicle. Right. And this position, I'm taking it because I want to do something, right? Not because I want the position.
Right. So I guess now's my last question. No? And again, thank you for all your words. No? So do you have any advice or, you know, to answer the question, how to be you po sa ating audience?
I would say, at maybe mahirap to, but for some people, but I think what's the most important thing is that you try and figure out who you are. No? Try to know yourself better, right? And the way that you do that is to try new things. Sometimes the things that you don't like, right? So that you can grow as a person, right? And if tinry mo, hindi mo talaga nagustuhan, hindi mo talaga gusto, at least alam mo, right? Kesa yung hindi mo tinatry and you're just afraid to try it, no? And why do I think this is important, no? Kasi if you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, you know, you can't expect for things to change, right? If you're somebody who's trying, who wants something, right? Wants something to happen, who's chasing after a goal, right? If you have a dream, right? If you don't try something new, then how will you get there, right? Doing the same thing will probably not get you there, no? Some people who have jobs, who've been there for 5 years, you know, 3 years, 2 years, blah, blah, blah. You've been doing the same thing. Someday I'll do this, right? When? No. So that's why I think what worked for me is freelancing, no? Like I said earlier, I really hate talking to non-tech people kasi mahirap, right? It's hard to have patience to try and explain what you're trying to do. Mahirap yung ginagawa ko. Pwede bang biyaran mo pa ako ng konti pa? It's not easy to say, right? And sometimes they won't, you know, hindi ka nila bibigyan na ng gusto mo, right? And ganun talaga. Our job is to deliver that outcome, no? Most of us, no, as engineers or as developers, right, is to get that website out, to be honest. They don't care about how you do it. So we need to understand that iba yung perspective nila, iba perspective natin, right? So if you know yourself and you have those dreams, try to, again, try new things that will help you get there, right? So for me, I wanted to get into web dev. I tried looking for jobs to web dev. I self-taught myself, you know, React or blah, blah, blah. And I tried to get there one step at a time, right? And I told myself, na kapag hindi ko kaya or kapag hindi ko talaga nagustuhan, at least tinry ko. Right? So, and the younger you are, the easier it is to take risks. The older you are, mas mahirap na mag-take ng risks, right? But I guess it's never too late, especially kung freelancing naman. I think it's relatively safe if it's small enough, the project is small enough. Yeah, so just try something new and, you know, find what you really want to do. If it helps a lot if you enjoy what you're doing.
Right. And again, audience, if you liked or, you know, if you have any further comments or clarification, you're always welcome to leave it in the comment box below. And if you're listening over in maybe Spotify or in a podcast, you can also message me as the author so I can follow up. Aaron, thank you so much, no, for all your words and your explanations and a very fun evening with you. Do you have any last shout-outs for our audience?
Follow us on Twitter. It's SwarmWork. Sa Twitter, at SwarmWork. And yeah, you know, look forward to our launch. Ngayon, alpha lang kami and hopefully we can launch our open beta in a few months. Thanks very much, Rafi.
All right, thank you so much. And again, goodbye, audience.
All right, bye. Like and subscribe, guys.
And of course, if you like our content, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification.
For sure.